Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about 13 things mentally strong people don't do, and 3 exercises you can do to make yourself mentally strong. Amy Morin went through a very difficult time. When she was 23 years old, just as she was beginning her psychotherapy practice, her mother passed away. A few short years later, her 26-year-old husband passed away. 4 years later, she got remarried and soon thereafter found out that her father-in-law had terminal cancer. She was wondering why all these things were happening to her, all of this loss. It was really unbearable. And as it happened, she realized she needed to change the questions she was asking and, quite frankly, figure out how to be mentally strong, not only for herself, but for her patients who were coming to her for help. She ended up writing this list of 13 things mentally strong people don't do as a blog post, figuring that it could help other people as it helped her. There's over 10 million views of this blog post, so it really did hit a chord. And as I do every morning and every evening, the beginning of my day, before I even get out of bed, and at the end of the day, before I go off to sleep, I listen to podcasts. And one of the podcasts that I listen to quite a bit is called The Art of Charm. And The Art of Charm is really there to help men bring out the best that they have to offer the world. Personally, professionally, romantically, best, and do their best in life. And it so happened this particular morning, Amy Morin was the guest. This message is so important, and yes, there have been times when we've touched on some of these things during this podcast. However, I really like the way that these 13 things mentally strong people don't do is constructed, and I'm going to go through them for you so that you can take a look at those areas that maybe you could change in your life for the better, and to give you 3 practical ideas of things that you can do to build up your own mental strength. And by the way, I do all those 3 things on a pretty regular basis, so I know it works. So here we go. The first one is, they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. You know, when a person goes through 3 really big losses in that quick a time period, when they're as young as Amy was when she experienced them, one does tend to ask that question. Why do I have to lose all these people that are close to me? And I know in my own life, my father died when I was 23 and a half years old, and it was really quite a shock and a huge loss, because he had taught me so many things in the 6 years that I had worked in his dental office with him. And being young, I didn't really understand the wisdom that he was giving me until I started working with my own clients. And I heard those teachings in my head as I was working with them and realized how much I gained, for which I was thankful, and how much I lost because losing your father at 23 is a pretty hard thing to do, especially when you have had such a great dad as I did. And yet, the true learning here is that I was blessed to have him in my life and to learn what I learned from him. And that's the takeaway. Two, they don't give away their power, and I would add, by letting other people tell them what to do or how to think and feel. You know, I know that I've done a really good job with those clients of mine who come in feeling like they've been walked all over, like the mat to the front door of the house. When they say things to me that hold me accountable for my own stuff, usually they're feeding me back stuff that I've taught them. And yeah, it can be aggravating to hold me accountable. But more importantly, I realized they learned what they came here to learn, and that is to have their own mind, to think their own thoughts, to be listened to be respected. And so I congratulate them on that breakthrough. Don't let other people tell you what to think, what to feel, and how to act. This is for you to decide based on your values, your attitudes, your morals. End of story. And there's no need to defend yourself. Just be who you are. It's the best way to be. Three, they don't shy away from change. The only thing that we know in this world is that things change. So if you're going to fight change, you're going to find life rather difficult. It's best to just lean into the change and figure out how that change is going to be helpful to you. I don't really have a problem with change. I thrive on change. If life gets boring, I'll find a way to make a change. But for a lot of people, change is scary. It's difficult. Do yourself a favor and find the positive things that are going to come as a result of the change that you're being forced to make. You know, recently I had a client that I was working with who really worked very, very, very hard in her job. And what she received in return for that really hard work for her job was to be fired from that job. Based on the situation, I believe a lot of it had to do with male chauvinism and her boss feeling threatened by her, because this is a person who's really brilliant at what she does. But the gift to her in losing that job were twofold, actually. The first was that she got a full year of being at home instead of traveling 4 to 6 weeks at a time. She was at home with her husband and her teenage daughter, which gave them time, quality time, to really be with one another. It also gave her time to really do the things that were important to her that her job did not allow her to do. It allowed her the time to think about what was so much more important to her than running around doing a job. And lastly, it gave her the perfect job for herself based on what she learned as a result of the old job she was fired from. So there were three very important aspects to this change that was thrown upon her. And don't get me wrong, she was very upset for a pretty long time until we and she worked through these understandings. Four, they don't waste energy on things they can't control. You know, if you get fired from a job, you really don't have any control over that situation, or if you get laid off. So you best figure out what you want to do instead. It's a perfect opportunity. My roommate is ready to move on to the next part of her life, and I need to find a new place. And there are some wonderful things about this place I'm living, and there are some not so wonderful things about this place where I am living. I'm just looking to find a different place and a better situation than what I have here. And I'm going to take the time to do it, and luckily, she's more than happy to allow me to do that because she's not in a big rush to make her change. She's just letting me know she's in the process of making the change. Big difference. See, languaging is everything. 5. They don't worry about pleasing everybody else. Now, this is something that we have done a lot of conversation on in this particular podcast. Because it's important. So many of my clients come to me because they are so wanting to please everybody in their lives. And they build so much resentment. Because those people don't even understand everything they're doing to please them. Why? Because those people they're trying to people please never ask them to do those things in the first place. More importantly and deeper than that, why do people please? People please because they don't feel they're good enough the way they are. You need to understand that we all have areas of life that we need to work on. It's why we're here on this planet Earth. That's my belief anyway. And as a result, we're all going to make mistakes. There's always going to be times when we're going to have disputes with other people or have arguments or put our foot in our mouths. It's human nature. Get over it. The way you handle it is you have a conversation about it by putting yourself in the other person's shoes, understanding their perspective, and allowing them to understand yours and coming to some kind of conclusion on how to go forward from there. There's no need to people please. There is a need to have some grace, some ability to be grateful for those things that you have, and to have empathy for other people's positions. But that's way different than thinking that you have to please the people in your life. Look, there's always going to be people who get along with you. There's going to be people who don't get along with you. And your job is to find those people who share your values, your attitudes and your morals, your interests and your concerns, and hang out with them and let go of the rest. Because honestly, as I teach my clients, there's only enough space for maybe 1 to 5 people to be really, really, really close friends to, because those friends are going to need you to drop everything when they're in a crisis, as you need them to do for you. So stop the people-pleasing. Be yourself and grow yourself. Nothing better in this world than personal development. I do it every single day, and I encourage you to do the same. There's books to read, podcasts to listen to. There's plenty of information out there. Spend 10, 15 minutes, half an hour a day doing that stuff. And you will learn a lot about how to be a better you. And that means being honest to who you are, what you're about, what matters to you, and what your purpose is in this world. 6. They don't fear taking calculated risk. There's so many people out there who just hold on to what they know because the thing they know is better than the thing they don't know. And I'm here to tell you that it is through taking some calculated risk to try things that you've never done before where the best fulfillment's going to come. It's called taking on challenges. It's called growing yourself. It's called learning new things. It's called doing the things that matter to you the most. And will all of these risks work in your favor? No! But through taking the risk, you'll learn how to not do those things that don't work and find the things that do work. And in so doing, you can feel really great about those new things you're learning along the way, which will help you in one or more ways. 7. They don't dwell in the past. Man, so many of my clients are so stuck in what happened to them when they were 0 to 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. It's like they repeated the same thing, the same day, same upsets, frustrations, regrets, anger, sadness, fear, guilt, all of it, every single day of their life. Please, if you have these things coming up for you over and over again, get some help to get beyond it. Because you can't live a present, as in living in the present time, if you're in your past. And you certainly can't build a compelling future, something that really matters to you, you know, that idea of what success is to you, based on being stuck in your past traumas and negativity. You need to get beyond that stuff. With the right person, it's an easy thing to do. 8. They don't make the same mistakes over and over again. Kind of touched on this a little bit in the previous one. And it's true. If you find yourself doing the same things over and over and over again that are creating the same problems for you over and over again, you need to understand that there's deeper, maybe unconscious things that are driving you to make those same mistakes over and over again. And I would strongly suggest that you get some help to understand what those unconscious drivers are by working with a hypnotist or NLP practitioner, because that's the area of the mind that needs to be rewritten, honestly. Because the idea of making mistakes is to learn from them so you stop making them. That's what any of you parents tell your children, I hope. Mistakes are normal. The idea is to learn from them. 9. They don't resent other people's successes. You know, it's really hard to bring in great, wonderful experiences and relationships in your own life if you're resentful of the success that other people are having. You need to celebrate their successes and hang around successful people so that you can become successful, learn what they're doing, and emulate it. Neurolinguistic programming, we have a saying that neurolinguistic programming is modeling excellence. That's the best way to get excellent. Find people doing excellent work, doing excellent things in their lives, and model them. 10. They don't give up on their first failure. Yes, we are going to have failures in life. This is what happens. It's the norm. You know, the multimillionaires out there had probably 3 or more bankruptcies before they figured out how to make a business work. That's the norm. They learned and they moved on. 11. They don't fear time alone. Why? Because mentally strong people realize that it's through meditation and self-hypnosis and journaling and gratitudes. This is the well from which they create what they create out in their world and in their lives and bring to those who they want to touch. It is only through getting in touch with our soul, getting in touch with who we truly are, taking the time to figure all that stuff out, that we're going to be able to bring it into our world. And when we take that time to be with ourselves, well, when difficult things happen, we're capable of problem solving in a way that works for everyone involved, so it's a win-win instead of becoming a mental case and getting hysterical, getting angry, thinking that you have to win and another person has to lose. Because, by the way, that is not the way to make things work in your life. It's about collaboration and understanding and moving forward. And when you take this time to be with yourself every day, I would say start your day that way and end your day that way, you'll find yourself so much more calmer, more serene, and capable of dealing with difficulties in a manner that, well, can actually be fun and entertaining. Trust me, I've done this many times when I've had to call and get refunds, or maybe there was some service that I had that wasn't working the way that I wanted it to in some fashion or form, and I could call up customer service and we'd end up having a really good joke and laughing about things. And I was told that I was the best thing that happened that day, or maybe they were really glad I called early in their day because it started their day out right. Because instead of being pissed off and angry, I was able to tell them what the issue was, and we just had a really great conversation. It was wonderful, and we did laugh. Taking time for yourself away from your technology is super important. Taking your phone and turning it off so you have time for yourself is very important if you want to be a sane, capable person. It gets rid of the stress, and it helps you deal with the stressors. 12. They don't feel the world owes them anything. I don't know where people got this concept that just because they are, they're entitled to whatever it is that they need or want. People have always had to work for what they needed. Cavemen had to work as a group. Men went out and put their lives in jeopardy to go find the meat. Women did their hunting and gathering, many times with their babies on their backs. I don't understand why people feel that their parents owe them for the rest of their lives what they need to be capable of doing for themselves in terms of living life. It is not up to anyone to give you anything in this world. People receive when they give from their heart for the right reasons. But just to expect it to be because that's what you demand the world to give you, you're going to be rather frustrated and upset. No one owes anyone anything. You owe yourself love, gratitude, the willingness to try new things, and to find those things that are important to you and center your life around those things. You owe that to you. The world owes you nothing. 13. They don't expect immediate results. In order to create anything of any true value, it takes time. It takes research. It takes thought. A lot of times it takes collaboration with other people. The only reason these podcasts get out is because I have my webman on the other side who stitches all the pieces together for me. Without him, it wouldn't be anywhere as great as it is. Things take time. And by the way, before I put these things out there for you all, I go through each and every one, I edit them, and then my webman goes through and edits them again. It takes time to put out a product that's worthy of other people's time and energy. And that's just a podcast. Never mind creating a wonderful life. Really. As I always say, enjoy the journey. Because too many people have found when they got where they wanted to be, they felt empty inside. Enjoy the journey and always have more to do than what you think your life can fulfill. That's what keeps people happy and fulfilled. Now, here are the three things that build mental strength, according to Amy. And again, I do all of these things, so I agree with her. Here we go. Number one, change your everyday language. No one has the power to control how you think, feel, or behave. So when you say things like, my husband makes me angry whenever he does, fill in the blank. Your husband cannot control your emotions. He's just doing what he's doing. It's a matter of how you're reacting versus responding versus refraining from what he's doing. We react to something, we don't think, we just react. Usually without too much or any thought involved. We respond, we think about what that other person is saying or doing, and figure out a way to respond that is constructive. We refrain from doing anything. We realize that we don't necessarily know the things that we don't know yet. And maybe without having to do anything, the facts will show themselves and will save everybody involved a lot of heartache and headache. If your boss makes you work late, well, your boss doesn't make you work late. You may not like not having a job if that's what's required, but it's still a choice. So think about the way that you are speaking, the language you are using, and change it, or better yet, let go of those language patterns that are not serving you well. 2. We already talked about this. Spend 10 to 15 minutes, I'd say even a half an hour, at the beginning and the end of each day, alone, with your own thoughts. Do some meditation or self-hypnosis to allow yourself to go deep into your unconscious, subconscious mind, where those things percolate that truly matter to you, to listen to what you're called to be doing in this life. That's where fulfillment really comes from. Journaling. Journaling got me to Israel for 2.5 months because I figured out what I needed to do, who I needed to talk to, what he needed to hear in order to figure out how to receive that great gift. And it was a gift. And I didn't have to ask for any money. I just asked to go over there to do my work. And as a hypnotist, I can't really do work over there. It's illegal to do hypnotism over in Israel. But it was an opportunity for me to actually do my own pilgrimage, as I like to call it, because I had 2.5 months to get in touch with me and do my own healing. Healing from that brain tumor that really threw my life into a state of, well, just because it was doesn't mean it needs to be, and it is gone based on the MRI scans, thank God. And realizing really that the things that were most important to me were the relationships that I had basically cut myself off from during the 2.5 months that I was over there, to allow myself to just be with myself for the most part. I did have 6 people that I was interacting with while I was over there, but for the most part, to everybody else, I had fallen off the globe, and that was fine, because when you're doing a pilgrimage, you really need to be in your own mind and doing those things that help you heal. Lastly, write down your definition of success. For everyone, success means something different. And I would even suggest to you that those people who continuously are going after money are not successful because they never feel that hole in their soul where they feel they have enough. Go deeper down inside yourself and figure out what matters to you, what's fulfilling to you, what makes you feel successful for yourself. I know for me, feeling successful runs the gamut from knowing that I overcame something that was really hard to do emotionally or materially, to being able to watch one of my clients take off and live their dreams, to just being true to who I am as a person. Sometimes, well, every day, that's a success. Knowing that every hour of every day, I am who I am, without any need to people please, without any need to bend to other people's demands, and knowing that I'm living an authentic life for me. For me, that's success. For you, success might look different. Spend some time writing it down and figuring it out. Because only through doing that are you going to really understand what success is for you. Please stop buying into the garbage that we see on the TV. If you're smart, you don't even watch the TV, in my estimation. Stop worrying about the way other people live, because most people live way outside their ability to pay their bills. Just settle down and figure out what brings joy and fulfillment into your life. And with that, you'll have a successful life. So there you go. 13 things mentally strong people don't do, and 3 things to become mentally stronger. Please let me know how this worked out for you at suzanne@dawningvisions.com. I'd love to hear from you. And by all means, go to dawningvisions.com and sign up for the free book, Wake Up Doctors, and the weblog, which is put out there weekly, and the podcast, which is also put out there weekly. Because Dawning Visions is about having the visions that you'd like to create in your life dawn upon you and help you create them. So go to dawningvisions.com and get your free gifts as well, because when you sign up there, you'll be given a free gift page, and on there, there's a hypnosis induction to help you release stress, among 4 other free gifts that you may find very helpful for free. Thank you for spending your time with me, and until next week, have yourself a great week becoming mentally stronger. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes, so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.